You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. It's that time of year again, where snowmobilers come from across the world to ride straight up 1,500 vertical feet towards the summit of Snow King Mountain. The annual World Championships for Snowmobile Hill Climbs are happening now through Sunday. KHOL's Dante Filippola-Inkney reports on the end of the ski season at the resort and the impact the competition has on some local businesses.
That's the sound of another ski season at Snow King coming to a close. And if you venture towards the resort, you can smell it too. Exhaust. Competitors like Hadley West, an 18-year-old from Idaho, look to climb the mountain as fast as possible with the goal of, well...
I mean, to be a world champion, preferably, but... or get close. But yeah, hopefully win.
The World Championships have been taking place at Snow King for nearly 50 years, according to Ryan Stanley, the resort's general manager. And it brings in competitors from around the country, and even some from outside it.
I mean, there's nothing like it to race a snowmobile straight up a vertical, almost hill, in challenging conditions.
Which can send some riders tumbling right back down. The event also marks the beginning of the shoulder season, a short rest between winter and summer tourists for some service workers. Chaney Landers owns Still West, a restaurant with large glass windows that overlook the event from across the street. She says she's been wary of the crowd the event can draw, but said it's good for all businesses in town, and people have been nice.
For the winter, it's definitely triple the amount of business we do.
The Jackson Hole Snow Devils, a local outdoor nonprofit, hosts the event and recruits volunteers to work it. Outside of providing an influx of visitors to local shops, hotels, and eateries, they also give back. The nonprofit donated $100,000 to various community organizations after last year's event, according to its website. Snowmobilers will race into the weekend, a lucky few being crowned world champions before the event's end. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Filippola-Inkney.
The grooming season for cross-country and fat bike trails is also coming to a close. Teton County Jackson Parks and Recreation announced this week it's begun tapering grooming efforts. Services at May Park and South Park Loop Road have concluded for the season, and efforts at Cache and Game Creek Trails will end on March 30th. According to local nonprofit JH Nordic, it's now a good time for crust cruising with backcountry Nordic skis. Their recent trail report says cold nights and sunny spring days make for a firm crust in mornings on open meadows and gentle hills around the Tetons. Wyoming's legislative session is over, but Idaho's is still kicking. And Gem State lawmakers are once again looking to change the ballot initiative process. As the Public News Service's Eric Tegedoff reports, some say this is a threat to democracy.
With a little more than a week left in the session, House Bill 652 is being considered in the Senate. It would do a number of things to change qualifications for ballot measures brought by citizens. That includes requiring monthly signature verification from local county clerks and a two-month review period when people who sign the ballot could remove their signatures. Sam Sandmeyer with Bay Vote notes it also moves the deadline to gather signatures from April 30th to March 31st.
In Idaho, where we have winter months going through late spring sometimes, this would be extremely burdensome because bad weather through the winter months can make door knocking to collect signatures difficult, especially for elderly volunteers.
Lawmakers in support of the bill say it would add transparency to the process. For Northern Rockies News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
This is KHOL Jackson Hole Community Radio.